The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business. From $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Welcome to the Icons of Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Elvin, and today's guest is an icon in the other side of real estate, an ex-business analyst turned interior designer specializing in making your listings pop. I'm secretly hoping she'll have some tips for my studio, though, all the way from Houston, Texas, Erica DK. Erica, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm also excited to have you, because it's nice to have a look at the other facets of real estate. There's so much that goes into it, and realtors know this, but even the realtors know that there's a lot that goes into it. We don't do it all. So what I like to do is start off the every episode with handing you the mic, giving you the floor. I want you to take us on a journey. How did you one day decide to boot the corporate life for a career in something that's very creative?
So I've always been creative. I've always had an eye for design. But when I was working at NASA, I was doing an hour and a half commute to work, and then with traffic, about 2 hours coming back. So at that time, I started hearing, you know, about Airbnb, and I was like, you know what, maybe this is a time for me to get into it. I could get an apartment that's in the city. And when I, you know, during the weekends, just list it, and then I'll just go back home. So that's what I did. My boyfriend at the time, we both went in on the lease for an apartment in, that's what they call the medical center here in Houston. So it's right across from NRG. If you haven't heard about like the rodeo, Houston rodeo, that's like a really big thing that happens at NRG. So at the time when I got the lease, the rodeo was coming up. So I was like, okay, I got my apartment, designed it all nice, and I listed it, and it just took off, you know.
Awesome.
So that was when I was at work, and I was like, you know what, I could probably really get into this design thing because it's something that I'm good at. I didn't know that the skills I had at the time were like just where everyone couldn't do it, you know. So I did one listing. I started co-hosting Airbnb listings, and when I co-host, I would take it and redo it. So when I redesigned it, it was performing really good. Sometimes it was a listing that was already up, or a random property that a homeowner had, like they had many properties, and I was like, hey, I can make you money instead of this property just sitting or getting long-term tenants. I can, you know, make this cash flowing. So I did that, and I just designed, and that's when I was like, hey, there's something to this design thing. And I just decided to go for it. And I took all my skills from helping the project manager, analyzing all these problems, and I pulled it into my design field. And now I worked really closely with investors to turn their, you know, blank empty spaces into top performing listings.
I love that. And did you sort of like skip over quite quickly over the fact that you used to work for NASA?
Yeah, so right out of college, I thought, you know, I wanted to be in IT and stuff. So yeah. I got a job as a systems engineer. So I did, we had like a project where we were, I don't know what we were doing, honestly, but it was a lot of coding. And so after about 3 months, I finished that project, and I asked, you know, someone there, I was like, hey, I have a lot of project management skills. Is there something else I can do? And so they pulled me in as a business analyst. And that's where, you know, I started learning how to implement things, how to, you know, manage a group, and just skills that I didn't know years down, I would love having them. So yeah, I did work for NASA, but it was only for a year right out of college. So I kind of just throw that in there.
Still, I mean, how long it was doesn't matter as much as the fact that it was.
That's true.
And would you say that you found a way to marry what you learned in analytics with what you're doing in interior design?
Yes. So especially right now, I do what's called data-driven interior design. So, you know, we can look at a space and design it all pretty, but each listing is in a specific market. regardless of if you feel like, oh, this area is really popular, people come here all the time, every listing attracts a specific type of guest. So when I'm going into a project, before I start picking out the pretty thing, I analyze the listing. Like, who are we trying to attract? What's the ADR that we want to have? What type of pieces need to be in the space so that we can provide that value that the investor wants to list this listing at? So there's a lot of like data that needs to be broken down into design. So yeah, I do marry the two a lot.
That's fantastic. And I think that's why we had to have you on the show, because it's a different way of doing things, and that's what we need more of. Yeah. So another thing you mentioned before the show, when in some of our conversation that happened leading up to it, was designing for dollars. What's that about?
So designing for dollars is a formula that I have curated. I have been doing this for about 6 going on 7 years now.
Wow.
So over the time of designing Airbnbs and short-term rentals, I created this formula. So this formula is to help us get that ROI. So of course you purchased this property for a certain amount, but your pro forma, you wrote like certain numbers and metrics that you needed to fit. So we have to make sure that your design is going to get you there, because after you have the property, it's just a property. Like, real estate pretty much ends once you close on that house, and now you're entering into hospitality. That's what's going to make that property cash flowing. So we want to make sure we have your ROI, and that kind of brings us back to the whole, if you're trying to list it for, let's say, $1,000 a night, there are certain things that you need to be offering in order for that value to be perceived by your guests. So that's what we're going to do when it comes to ROI. We also want to make sure that we attract your target market. So I will usually go into, like, let's say Airbnb, and look up some competition and read the reviews, see why the guests are there, what they loved about the property, what they were hoping to see or would love to see in the future. And then I pull all of that data and I put that in your listing. Like, okay, most people come here for groups. They come here, like, I do a lot of properties in the Poconos, for example.
Okay.
I know that when people travel to the Poconos, they travel in groups, and most times they're going to spend a lot of time in the home. So it needs to be comfortable and entertaining, because there's not that much to do around. I mean, you can go fishing.
People are pretty much just going there because it's fun to say Poconos.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to like chill. So I keep that in mind when I'm designing it. And so when your target market is scrolling through those listings, they're going to see things that are pulling them to click on your listing. They won't really know why, but the design reflects all of their needs. So it attracts them.
Awesome.
And then the last part of my designing for dollars formula is 5-star reviews. So, you know, people can have a great time, but sometimes if it's not memorable, they'll leave and they'll get that reminder like, hey, leave a review. And they're like, oh, whatever, I'm done, you know. But I want the guests, when they're in there, I want them to be so excited from beginning to end that when they get that review prompt, they're like, oh, yeah, it was like they can't wait to tell somebody about their stay. So I put a lot of like unique pieces in there, things that you wouldn't see in your own home that
you're going to
remember, you know,
talking pieces.
Feeling exactly. So that's the designing for dollar formula. When you put it all together, it just attracts guests. You make the money that you want, and you get the 5-star reviews to attract more guests.
And the way you said it works is you'll kind of give a few options that the landlord can use, like different budget options, and they can decide pretty much what they're willing to risk to get a certain ROI.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
cool.
I kind of do my design a little backwards from the average designer. So the average designer will usually design your space and say, hey, this is how much it costs. But prior to creating those designs, I've already discussed your investment budget, your investment range, how much you're hoping to spend. And from there, we can decide like, okay, maybe we can't sleep all 12 guests. We can make it sleep only 6 guests so that we can stay within, you know, your budget range. But I curate the designs based on that budget. So when you do get your design, you know you can afford it. If there's something on there that's splurgeable, it's because I feel like it will add value to your listing. And then you can decide like, oh, let's go ahead and splurge on that now, or let's wait until I get a couple reviews and we'll upgrade the listing. So it's a little backwards, but it's just because investors, they move really quickly, you know. So
Yes.
they want to know how much they're spending,
And they just want to
and
see the bottom line, don't they?
exactly. They
Yeah.
don't really want it to be, you know, something that is popping up and, oh, more hours. Oh, this, you know, like they've written it out. They've talked to their financial advisor, and when they say go, we are going, and in 4 to 6 weeks, we are done.
I love that. Okay. So I got to ask, because you are on a real estate podcast and you're definitely in the real estate industry anyway, but is interior design the closest you ever wanted to get to the real estate industry?
Not really. Eventually, I do want to own like commercial spaces. So, again, I'm all about designing for experience. So, I would really love to design spaces where people can experience things. So, like restaurants, beauty salons, boutique event spaces, things
Okay.
like that. I would love to, you know, be in. But as far as like homes and being a landlord, it's not really, I don't know,
Yeah.
maybe if I have like a project management company that will take care of it, but I like to design and go. I don't like the
Well,
headache.
I had to ask. I mean, you did say your origin story happened because accidentally you were doing a short-term rental. So I was
Yeah.
curious to find out if you kept pulling that thread.
Oh no. When it comes to like the guest correspondence and all of that, I found that that's not my favorite part. I love designing so they have a good time, but I don't want to hear about it after.
Well, that's still awesome, Erica. And as far as marketing yourself, what do you find you enjoy doing the most and get you the most traction?
That's a good question. This is the first year I'm actually kind of thinking about marketing. So for the 4 years that I've been in business full time, I've only worked based off like word of mouth and referrals. So I've never really had to market. If I'm picking what's my most favorite way to market, it would be, I guess, like just showcasing my work. I really love showing before and afters because as a designer, you know, I can see a space and like think of what I want that space to be. But most people, when they see a space, if they don't have a point of reference of like something they've seen similar,
Of
they'll just,
course.
you know, they have no
Yeah.
idea what's possible. So I really love like blowing people's minds, like, hey, this is the before, check out the after. And sometimes just that, you know, piques people's curiosity. Like, you know, I have a random space, I don't really know what to do with. Did you make magic? And every space can be beautiful. So I think if I had to pick, that would be my like marketing
The answer
tactic.
to can you make the answer to the question, can you make magic, is of course, it's just how much do you want? How much magic?
Yeah,
Just let me know.
there's so much you could do, but you know, it's limited by how much we are spending. So
So without naming names, what was your all-time favorite design that you did? Like, what's the one that you just had thoroughly enjoyed from start to finish?
I'm gonna say like last year I finished the ice cream themed Airbnb.
Love it.
I think that was really fun to do because for the most part when I am designing Airbnbs, we don't do too many themes. We kind of just stick with like a basic color palette if we're in the mountains or we're in Florida. But for this property, it was in Waco, Dallas area, and it's a little home on like I think it's a 3-3-2 on a like large branch. So what they're gonna do is build different homes on it and just theme out each home. But this home was really fun to do because we were using colors that I, you know, usually don't use in projects like pink, orange, you know, just pretty much all the colors. It was a really colorful space. I just enjoyed picking furnishings that I never would use in the regular listing, like let's say a pink lamp or a hot pink chair, you know, it was just so
They gave
fun.
you an outlet to get all your funkiest designs out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like they were asking for more. I remember when I was done with the presentation, I had like a throbbing headache, and I was like, man, I left it all out there.
So would you say your niche really is analysis driven home staging for and short-term rental design, interior design?
Yeah, so ultimately, I design spaces. I like to say stunning spaces because the spaces I design, you will never just look at it and walk past it. Never. Like, there's always something in that space that's going to make you be like, what? So, I like to say I design stunning spaces for busy professionals because the way my process works, because it's so fast, only a busy professional would appreciate it. You know, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you probably want to spend months looking over all the different wallpaper you can find.
Yes.
But a busy professional, like, they know, like, okay, I want it to look a certain way, but
I want
I'm
brown.
Too busy. Yeah. So like, that's all they'll give me. They'll tell me feelings. I ask for, how do you want to feel? How do you want it? And then they give me all the information and they're off and running, doing what they're doing. And my team is just like process driven. We are, you know what we're doing every step of the way. You don't have to like check in on us or worry about your hours because everything is flat rate. So just the way everything is designed, it is for a busy professional. Awesome. I have tried working with other types of people, but they don't really like the process. You know, it's too fast. It's too, you know, digital. Everything's done online. They don't like that. But busy professional, dream come true.
Fantastic. Where would you say is your main area? Because you were mentioning Florida. I know you're based out in Texas. So
yeah. So I am.
Where does your service boundary end?
Anywhere within the United States.
Wonderful.
So as long as you have like internet and a computer, we can get started. For my e-designs, it doesn't matter where you are. I'll be here, I'll design your space, and you'll get it all via email. If it's full service, we start off the same way. You'll get your designs via email, and then when it's time to implement, my team and I will fly out there and we'll okay. do it within,
so you'll you do know, it you offer it two ways. You it,
yeah
you,
two they, ways. They,
you, here's the design, do it yourself, or here's the design, I'll take care of it.
Exactly. Oh, sometimes investors, like a lot of investors, they have their contractor teams already, so they love being able to just take these design documents and give it hand it over
Fantastic.
To them, you know,
100%.
Like, oh, pieces are coming in, it goes in this area, it goes in this room. They just love that. So
awesome. So you've kind of already said all of the states. So any of my viewers from anywhere around, if they need some analysis driven interior design to optimize and get you better occupancy on your short-term rentals and all those awesome things, busy professionals as well, they should reach out to you. But how? What's the best way?
So the best way will be through my website. I'm also active on Instagram. So if you go on Instagram, Erica Ooh Designs, I'm on there. But if you go on the website, you can select your service, put in the inquiry, just let me know where it is, how much you're willing to spend. And then you'll get an email, automated email with our packages, our pricing calculator, so you can know exactly how much it's going to cost. And you'll schedule a video call with me and we'll just go through. And if everything sounds good, then we get started. It's pretty simple. I make it pretty simple.
I love it. Simple, easy to remember. I mean, yeah, we already had this chat before the podcast. That's exactly what I like. So
yeah.
Erica, I'm glad you could make the time to come into the podcast. Really, really enjoyed having you here.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. And hopefully at some stage when you turn a corner and take, you know, blow up all over the states, and I know you're probably going to be a lot more difficult to get onto a podcast, I hope that you'll still make the time and give us an update.
Of course. Thank you.
Awesome. So from myself, Ken Elbin at Icons of Real Estate Podcast, and Erica DK over at Erica Ooh Designs in Houston, Texas, thanks for tuning in and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you. Bye.